All I can say is you're dealing with a narc, which hangs around narcs, which is a group of narcs, a cult of narcs, a sounding country, and they will literally do this verbatim, and this is exactly how it rolled this evening. They will text you just causing problems. They don't listen to anything you say. They don't anything you say or you explain, you could do it a million times to someone who's narcissistic. They don't listen. They put the phone down. They evade, avoid, unless it's in the direction of everything has to be right. They have to always be right, which is control, which is part of narcissism. They have to always be right about it, everything. You could research things and tell them till the cows come home. Cows have already been home in the corral, and they still will go complete opposite of what you're saying because they don't listen. They don't listen to anything anybody has to say. And if you're the projection and target and they're having a bad day, like I dealt with this evening, you're going to get all of the above and then some. All I can say is I've learned through therapy is you evade, avoid, and you block. Don't entertain it. Let it go. If you got to say something back so somebody can understand factual stuff, then you do it. And then you just evade, avoid. You're dealing with chronic illness and stuff, and I've been in and out of hospital appointments all day and testing that I wasn't expecting to have to do, but I had no choice. You don't put up with that. I will never put up with that again. I will never, ever, ever for the rest of my life, my last breath, ever deal with narcissistic people again. I will not put up with their projection. I will not put up with anybody having a bad day, and then you'll take it out on me. You need to go pick up a phone. You need to call. You need to write. You need to email. You need to visit somebody else and take it out because I'm not the same person. I'm not the same woman, and I will not tolerate the behavior. I dealt with way too much I should have. I needed to stick up for myself. I did not. I'm logical thinking now. It's just narcissism. It's narcs for you. They don't listen to anything you have to say. And you could do your research and know fact-based and have the paperwork right in front of you, and they still insist they know what they're talking about. All I gotta say, folks, you're dealing with something serious with your health, and you're dealing with somebody who's narcissistic, which is gonna hang. A narc hangs around other narcs. They hang around together. They are a group, a circle, a cycle, a cult, whatever you want to call it, whatever mental health, calls them, whatever. Is when this happens, and I dealt with this evening, is you just evade, avoid. If it's coming over your phone, coming over your email, whatever, you block it. Just block it. You don't have to answer anyone. If you have a fact base of somebody, a narc wants to come at you, and you already have facts, and they don't listen, and you know when a narc's not listening, it's because they'll bring something up that you've already explained, and then they'll bring it up again. They're doing this just to start problems. That's all it is. It's just projection. That's all it is. You need to look at the game logically and what they're doing. It's just projection. Evade, avoid, block, and just remove yourself. Walk away. Nobody is worth causing problems. If somebody knows you're already dealing with enough and they cause problems, well, it's not just a shit starter. It's a true narc. A narc is the only kind of person with that kind of behavior that does things like that. That just is downright cruel, disrespectful, and it's just you don't have to put up with it. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is this is part of narcissism. If you find yourself repeating yourself and you're fact-based and you realize you're dealing with a narc or narcs and it's the same old song and dance, is because it's the same old song and dance. They don't listen. They are so controlling. They will literally put a phone down and walk away. How do I know? Because I had a narc do this to me for many, many years.